And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy, being heard around the world on shortwave radio, the American Voice Network, and the Internet. And I'm so glad to be with you today. We're going to be looking at a topic that, boy, it's getting bigger. I mean, it's getting bigger. Now, I'm talking about my new book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. I had no idea this was going to be such a big and controversial book, but I'm getting so-called Messianic Jews, and they say they're going to tear the pages of my book. They're going to tear it apart. I've had a couple that stuck their finger in my face and said, you better get out of town and go into hiding. Go into hiding, yeah, because I wrote this book. And the interesting thing about it is if I had it all to do over again, I'd write 10 books like it. I love this book because it's a book of facts. You know, sometimes science collides with the truth. It does. We find that in evolution, of course. We were never monkeys. I mean, come on, folks. But, you know, some people still believe that. Even the scientists, though, have disproven the theory that we were all monkeys at one time, or as little as bacteria, and we just evolved. Now, I do think some scientists have evolved from making monkeys out of themselves, but we're not monkeys, are we? In any case, there are some folks, particularly the Jews, the Khazar Jews, who are angry about this book. Now, I don't know why that is. If somebody told me I was Irish or Scottish or English or Norwegian or Danish or Russian, I wouldn't mind. I'd say, well, good. I might even go out and do a little research on that genealogy and check it out. And okay, good. If I told you you were mostly Italian, I did your DNA, and I said, you'll see, you're 71% Italian, 6% Irish, 5% English, and, you know, 3%, I don't know, you know, from Kazakhstan or something, you'd say, that's interesting. I'm going to go out and check this out. This is fun. A lot of people do their DNA just for fun. Millions of people are getting their DNAs analyzed. You can get yours analyzed too, $99. Put your spit in a cup or whatever. I don't know what you do. I guess you don't really do that, but you take a little swab from your, you know, a supplied, you know, one of these little Q-tips, put it in a little bottle and send, and then a week later you get it back. $99, I think it cost. Now, I've never done that. I've never really been that interested in what I was. So I guess I'm just going to have to take what people have told me I am. Okay. Now, if you're curious, I've been told that I'm Scottish, French, a little bit Indian, and I don't know what else. But also, yes, Irish. Did I say it's Irish? Yeah, I already said that. Okay. All right. Doesn't matter to me, but to the people who say they're Jews, I mean, they go bananas. They go nuts. They go crazy. They go wacko when you tell them you're not a Jew, really. You're not a Jew. You're not Israelite. You're from Khazaria. What? How dare you say I'm a Khazarian? They want to kill you. I had these people going crazy when my book came out. As I told you, before it came out, one of them put their finger in my face and said, you better go into hiding. What for? Just because I tell what people are? Oh, man. I tell you, it's great fun, isn't it? Now, why is it that the Khazar Jews, I don't call them Jews anymore, folks. Now, sometimes I do. I mess up. You know, you'll have to slap me around a little bit to get me straight again. But they're basically Khazar Jews because I find out that 92% of all the Jews are Ashkenazi Jews. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that there are different types of Jews. The other types are, well, mainly Sephardic Jews and Mizrakim. But those are really not much. 8% at the most. 92% are Ashkenazis. And their origins, their genetic markers tell us that they come from Khazaria. Now, where's Khazaria? Well, if I told you you were from Gaul, where would you say? Or you were a Norman or a Basque? All these are provinces in England or Spain. Or, you know, so if I told you you were a Viking, you'd probably, oh, yeah, let's see, that's Norwegian, Danish, you know, Swedish. I don't know what all that is. But you'd figure it out, wouldn't you? But if I told you you were Khazarian, your DNA showed that that was your ancestry, you'd go to the map and say, now, where's Khazaria? That used to be one of the biggest countries in Europe. Let's see, it was in the Caucasus. It was just south of Russia. In fact, Russia conquered it. But they used to have a king there named Bulan, and he told the people they were all a bunch of pagans. They worshipped all kind of gunk. They had the six-pointed star as their symbol. That's where the six-pointed star came from. But King Bulan told his people, I want you to become Jews. We've got to have a religion. And the biggest religions in the world are Christianity, Islam, or the Muslims, and the Jews. So he decided to become a Jew. Now, the reason King Bulan decided to become a Jew, because he could have more wives. He read about King Solomon and all those 900 concubines and all that. And whoa, he said. You could read about King Bulan in my book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. He had 60 wives. He thought that was a good idea. So, yeah, he wanted his people to become Jews, Judaic, you know, in religion, so he could have 60 wives and live like King Solomon. All right. Now, so in the 8th century, they converted. And if they didn't, I guess they died, you know. The Tsar of Russia, you know, used to convert people to Christianity. He would go into a village that he'd just conquered and tell the people, you know, I'd like you to become Christian. Well, we don't want to. Well, then you die at the sword. Suddenly, a lot of people wanted to become Christian. I don't know. I don't know why, do you? Either that or you die. I believe he sent a letter back to Moscow, and the Tsar did. He said, today I've baptized 1,000 into the Christian faith. Well, he was the world's greatest evangelist, wasn't he? You die by the sword or you become a Christian. That's your choice. Now, I'm not, by the way, I'm not for that kind of evangelism, because the Holy Spirit draws a person. And, you know, I don't think we need to go out with our sword and say, you will, or else. Some people would like to do that, but I'm more of a gentle type. Just would like to just preach to them. That should do it. Okay, but the Khazar Jews. You see, in my book, I point out that in 2012, Dr. Eran Elhaik of St. John's, you know, Hopkins, that's the name of the big university. Yeah, Johns Hopkins. Johns Hopkins, I'm thinking of St. John's, you know, the Catholic school, the big basketball power. But Johns Hopkins Medical University, the McCusick-Nathans Genetic Institute, Dr. Elhaik is with that group, and he did a study on it. He had heard about that the Jews may be Khazars and not Israelites. And so he did all the work on it. And sure enough, he proved it. He has a fabulous study. In fact, I have parts of it in my book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. Now, who is Dr. Elhaik? Well, he turns out that he's a Jew himself, or a Khazar Jew, that is. He was born and raised in Israel. He spent 7 long years in the Israeli military. Okay, now I don't know whether he's a Zionist or not, but when you're Israeli born, your name is Elhaik, you're Jewish, Khazar Jew. He knows now. He says he's a Khazar right now. Before he was a Jew, now he's a Khazar Jew. Why is he a Khazar Jew? Because now he knows. He did the work on it. He did all the research, and he found out that his DNA shows, the DNA marker shows, as it does for almost all of the 92% of all the Jews in the world, that they're all from Khazaria. They didn't come from Abraham. They're not the seed of Abraham. He reported that. He's a scientist. He said it's very important, Dr. L. Hike did, it's very important to know one's DNA. Because every race of people, every ethnic group, is susceptible to certain types of diseases. Now, so when they have certain symptoms, it might be this disease if they're of this race. The blacks are susceptible to certain diseases. So are the Europeans, so are the Chinese, the Japanese. Every race has its diseases that it, let's just say, it falls for, okay? It's vulnerable to, susceptible to. And he is a scientist, but he's a doctor, a medical doctor, and that's what he wants to know. What is your race? So, he may be able to figure out what diseases that you have or may have. He may be able to discover some type of a genetic strain that would prevent these diseases from occurring in a certain race. That's what they're working on now. New biological engineered weapons to fight diseases. That's what he wanted to find out. Now, he's not a political man. I have now read about him. I've never talked to the guy. But he's a scientist. That's what he wanted to know. He wants to wipe out diseases. But in so doing, he found out that the people we call Jews today, or they call themselves Jews today, the ones that took over Israel in 1948, that were mainly from Poland, but also from Hungary, Romania, and other nations, the 7.5 million Jews that are in America, all of these are Ashkenazi Jews. They were at one time from Khazaria. They never set one foot in Israel, have no relationship to Israel whatsoever. They're not the family of Abraham. And when the Bible says, talks about Abraham and his seed inheriting the land, it's not them. Now, you know, Mark Twain once said something. He said, it's no wonder that truth is stranger than fiction. Because fiction has to make sense. It's no wonder that truth is stranger than fiction. Because fiction has to make sense. Truth doesn't have to make sense. It's just truth. You may say, well, I don't believe in the virgin birth. Well, it doesn't matter what you believe. Well, that just sounds strange to me. Yeah, well, truth is stranger than fiction. Well, I don't believe that Jesus did all those miracles. Yeah, well, it doesn't make any sense, does it? But it's true. There's a lot of things that have happened in my very life that are miracles that God has produced. If I can tell you about them, I'd love to sit down and chat with you about the miracles in my life. They're stranger than fiction. They really are. God has done some miraculous things. Probably, I'd love to listen to you too, dear friend. I bet you have some wonderful things to tell me about God, what he's done. I love talking about that with Christians. God is a miracle worker. God is stranger than fiction, but he's true. You see, fiction has to make sense, but God is true. He's nonfiction. Now, this thing about the Jews, so-called, and there's about 18 million of them around the world, 7.5 million in Israel, 7.5 million in the United States. That's 15 million right there. Of the 18 million Jews, 15 million of them are in Israel or in the United States. The United States has been a very popular locale, hasn't it? A destination for the Jews. They've gotten rich here. They're the richest people in America. 51 of the 100 Jews on the Forbes, 100 richest America list are Jews. Now go to the Fortune, you know, list, and there they are again. They own almost every computer corporation in the world. They own Google. They own YouTube. They own Microsoft. It goes on and on what they own. But they're not Jews. They're not Israelites. They're Khazars. Now, I don't know why they get mad at it. They're still Israelites. Now, you can call them Jews if you just mean the religion that they have. But it's sort of like, you know, if a guy's from, oh, let's say, Egypt. You meet him one day and he says, I'm from Egypt. Okay, good. My name is Mohammed Al-Baradai. Okay, so you're Mohammed Al-Baradai from Egypt. But one day Mohammed comes to you and says, I now know Jesus Christ. I read the Bible. I believe. And the Lord saved me. Well, praise the Lord. Now Mohammed of Egypt, who was a Muslim, is a Christian. He has been converted by the Holy Spirit of God to Christianity. He's a convert. But he's still an Egyptian. His name is still Mohammed, unless he chooses to, you know, change it. But Mohammed of Egypt is now a Christian. The same thing goes for the Khazarians. They're still Khazarians, but their religion is Judaism. But they are not Jews by race, by birth. Okay? They're Jews by choice. Even if it was a choice that they made when they were old enough, barely old enough to make a choice. Although many of them are atheist. Many people in Israel have no religion as such. They're just Khazars. I don't know what those people are going to do. They're Khazars. They have no religion, so they're just nothing. But what I want you to understand is they have no right to the land. And get this, the Palestinians who were there before they were, because almost all of the so-called Khazar Jews came over since 1948. Every prime minister of Israel has been from, get this now, Poland. They're Polish. Polish Khazar Jews. They're Khazars that immigrated to Poland from Khazaria. And then they immigrated in 1948 to Israel. Now, most of the people in Israel at the time, it wasn't even called Israel, it was called Palestine. They were Palestinians. Now, this is one, you know, Mark Twain was right. He really was right. Truth is stranger than fiction. Because those Palestinians, many of them at one time were Jews of Israelite blood. Now, have you got that into your head a little bit? Okay, that has to sink in. The Palestinians that were in Israel and Palestine before 1948, and they're still there today, those that haven't died, they're Muslims. But that's a religion. That's a choice. But racially, they're Jewish, or they're Israelites, let's just say. Now, that's confusing, isn't it? The Palestinians are the true Jews. And the ones who say they're true Jews are not true Jews, they're Khazars. But that's just the facts. This is the way the world gets messed up. Through wars, through immigration. Boy, World War II messed a lot of people up, didn't it? This people going there, this people going there. About one third of Germany was taken away and given to Poland, to Czechoslovakia, to France. There's still Germans living there. But they're French, they're Poles, they're, you know, whatever. Sort of like the United States. The Mexicans say we still own Texas and California and a few other states to boot. Well, I don't know about Jose Gomez and Juan Gonzalez saying they own Texas. I'm a Texan. But you know, they're right. They did own this place until 1832, I believe it was, or I'm sorry, 1828. Then we had Davy Crockett and Sam Houston and all those that came, and bingo, we became a nation, a republic of Texas. After we were a republic, then we became a state. But originally, we were Mexican. Even fought a war with Mexico. We had a revolution against the Mexicans, who rightly owned us. That was a little cheeky, wouldn't it? Wasn't that a little, that was a little bold. The white people rebelled against the Mexicans, but hold on. A lot of them that died at the Alamo and elsewhere were Mexicans. We have towns. We have towns and cities in the state of Texas that have Hispanic Mexican names. We have heroes of the Texas Revolution that are Mexicans. Because they rebelled against Santa Anna, the general who was president of Mexico. They wanted their freedoms too. It wasn't just the white people versus the brown people of Mexico. Oh, you can get mixed up, can't you? Go down to Gonzales, Texas and see. That's where they said, you know, if you want it, come and take it. At Gonzales. Now, why didn't they change the name to Jones or Smith or something like that? And no, it's still Gonzales. Go visit the Alamo in Texas, and they have a list of all the people that died there. There are a lot of Hispanic Mexican names there. They all died there. They were Texans. Now, I'm not trying to... Listen, I'm not for the Mexicans retaking Texas. It's too late for that, boys. But you might be of a Texas heritage, a famous Revolutionary War family, and you're Mexican in race. See, this is where we get mixed up. But what I want you to understand is the Khazar Jews have nothing to get upset about. Why are they so angry at me? I just wrote a book about them. And I told in the book how, well, Dr. Ariella Oppenheim of the University of Tel Aviv in 2001, she did a scientific research study, and what did she find? The Jews are Khazars. They're not really Jews. They're not really Israelites. They have no connection at all. She also found that many of the Palestinians are Kohens. They have Kohanim blood. Those are the ones that used to work in the temple. They're the Israelites. So if you're a Christian out there, you say, yeah, kill all those Palestinians. That's good. Kill all those Palestinians. You're saying kill all the Jews. It's the Palestinians are the Jews, and the Jews are the Gentiles. Say what? Well, I just told you, Mark Twain said it best. It's no wonder that truth is stranger than fiction, because fiction has to make sense. You say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Let's see now, the Jews are not Jews, but the Palestinians are the Jews. That's right. I told you war and immigration makes for strange bed partners. Because the Khazarians converted to Judaism in the 7th century, but in the 10th century, they immigrated over to Europe. But they were still Khazarians by race, but by religion they were Jew, and they forgot who they were. See, how could a person forget what race they were? Well, look at me. Look at Tex Mars. Why do you think all these, and why do you think there are companies out there called Ancestry.com, you know, doing television ads, making money, because people want to know what race I am. They want to know, what am I? I look white, but maybe I've got some black blood in my genetics. Well, I'm a black man, but I'm a little bit white. Maybe I've got some white blood in my, you know, Caucasian blood in my background. And that's been proven too, by the way. I mean, Halle Berry, the movie star, she says, I'm half white, half black. Maybe she is. Look at our president, half white, half black. And many other things. What, we don't really know what the half white is, do we? And even black, they have different tribes in Africa. Now, why do they get so angry? Why do the Khazars hate Tex Mars just for telling the truth? I mean, it's a Khazar Jew, Israeli born professor from the university, from Johns Hopkins Medical University. And by the way, his research was published in a magazine called Genome Biology and Evolution. Genome Biology and Evolution. You know, one of these fancy-dancy scientific magazines, journals. Who's the editorial director of that? He's the guy that looks at research and makes sure it's correct. He sends it out and it's peer-reviewed. You know what that means? Other scientists in the same field go through all and look at all the research and make sure it's been done right. Make sure everything matches. Make sure it's not a, you know, some kind of a fix or a hoax or something. Only then, and it takes a long time for this research to be done, only then will it go into the journal and be published. And by the way, it's published by Oxford Press of England. So it goes in one of the, I think, the top journal in genome biology. And then it's published by Oxford Press. Now, who's the editorial director? Turns out the editorial director, who agrees with the research done by Elhike, is a Dr. Dan Grauer. Dan Grauer. I did a little research on Dr. Grauer. I found out that Dr. Grauer is genetics and biology professor at the University of Houston. But for 22 years, he held the same post at Tel Aviv University in Israel. Well, he's an Israeli too. Now we have two Israelis, one editorial director of the Genome, you know, journal, and the other is with Johns Hopkins Medical University, McKusick-Nathans Genetic Institute. Well, Dr. Dan Grauer laughed. He smiled big when it was asked about Dr. Elhike. He says, oh, a lot of the Jews are very angry at him for doing this research. And he just smiled. Do you think it's correct? He says, well, we wouldn't have published it unless it was correct. Of course it's correct. Well, do you think maybe Dr. Elhike has an ulterior motive? He says, well, his motive is science. He's a scientist. He said he's an honest man. That's what he called Elhike. He's an honest man. But now Dr. Grauer, I know he's got 22 years of experience at the University of Tel Aviv, and now he's at the University of Houston. Who is he? Well, I found out in 2011 he won the Humboldt Prize. You've heard of the Nobel Peace Prize and all? Well, the Humboldt Prize is the top prize in the world in genetic research. He won the Humboldt. He had to go over to Germany, and the president of Germany personally gave him the award. We're talking about some big folks here. Dr. Grauer, Dr. Elhike, Dr. Oppenheim. These are the greatest researchers in the world. And they all say, they're convinced, their research shows that the Jews are not Jews. The Jews are not Israelites. When you and I see a guy named Goldstein, Greenspan, Goldberg, Silverman, or whatever, that's just an adopted name. They did have a Khazarian name. They're from Khazaria. They are not from Israel. They have no religion. They've never been there. They cannot return. When you talk about the Aliyah, the return of the Jews, they're not returning to anywhere. If they were going to return, they'd return to Kazakhstan or Chechnya or one of those Khazarian nations. That's where they would return to. It's a mixed up world, isn't it? But I love it. That's my DNA science and the Jewish bloodline. And I'm going to tell you more about that and why they're so angry at historians, at DNA scientists. I mean, the Khazar Jews are up in arms about this. They want my book to be pulled. They say that should never have been published. Oh, yeah? Well, it's published, buddy. That's the way it goes. I'll be right back with much more when I return. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. DNA science and the Jewish bloodline. 256 pages and $20 in price. I think it's like $22 or something at bookstores, but we offer a little discount to you. of 10%. $20, please send $20 to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. You can phone us and get that book. Just ask for the DNA book, the DNA book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. Say, I want the DNA book by text, and we'll get it right out to you. Our phone number to order it is toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. Now, I've never told you to buy multiple copies before. Well, every once in a while I say buy two copies, give to a friend or whatever, but I'm telling you now, buy a whole case of these if you can afford it. Jerry, what is a whole case of the book? Is it 28 to a case? Okay. Well, that'd be sort of expensive, $560. Well, if you can afford that, great, because I want this book out there. I don't care about the money. I am not accepting any royalty on this book. No royalties to go to Texmars, okay? But I want the information out there. I just have to get people the truth. I just got a mania for the truth. You know, we used to be called Living Truth Ministry. I think it was a good name. Then I changed it to Power of Prophecy. I sort of regret that because we're the truth. We tell the truth here. That's all that I'm about. Folks, I don't have any reason to say or do anything else. I don't hate anybody, so why would I want to talk like this? If you're a Khazar or you're an Irishman or you're an Italian, it doesn't bother me at all. I love you anyway. And if you're a meanie, well, I don't much love you, but, you know, you're a meanie. What can I do? I guess I'll give you equal opportunity to be exposed. That's what I'll do for the meanies out there. But I want you to have this book. I want you to give it to your friends. I want you to give it to your neighbors. I want you to give it to your pastor because pastors are the worst. Now, I know you pastors, you listen to me say, oh, Tuck said we're the worst. Yes, you are. I don't know what they're teaching at the seminary, but it's a bunch of baloey. It's nonsense. Get on the wagon, my friends. Read the Bible for yourself. Forget what your doctor at the seminary said to you. The guy was a nut, probably. Go back and study his history. He's probably some kind of wacko bird. But what you need to do is study for yourself. Know the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus said that. John chapter 8, 44. What a great verse. What a great verse. Get this book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. Now, I have been threatened about this book. I've been told to change my name, take my name off of it, and go into hiding. I recently got a letter from some guy, claims he's a Messianic Jew, and he said, we're going to tear your book apart. I wrote him back and said, well, okay, go ahead. But you have to buy it to tear it apart. That's great. That's another $20. Get in the ministry. Helping our ministry out. Doesn't go to me, but goes to the ministry. Yeah, I told him, buy several copies. Tear it all apart. He said, I'm going to get a Jewish genetics researcher, and I'm going to get a Jewish Messianic rabbi. Well, I have a word for him. There's no such thing as a Messianic rabbi. Rabbi means master in Hebrew. And Jesus said, call no man rabbi. Call no man master, except your Father in heaven. So he's not a rabbi. He can call himself anything he wants. And he's not a Jewish rabbi. He's a Khazar rabbi. Well, he's not even a rabbi. Okay, let's forget that part. He's a reverend. The Khazar reverend. That's what he is. But all three of them are going to get together. This talk show host who claims to be a Messianic Jew, they're going to tear the pages of my book apart. I love that. All three of these guys, you know, each has a copy of the book. That's three copies sold. I pray that on every radio program in America, they will get my book and tear it apart. Tell them to do it. I love it. You know, a lot of people out there just don't like being told what to do. I'm like that. If I was listening to people and they were just blasting text bars, this book, they were tearing the pages apart, I would say, I think I'm going to go buy that book. Sounds interesting. It's the first book ever in the world on this subject. Wow, this guy dares to say things that others don't say. I'm going to get that book for myself, regardless of what these yokels on the air are saying. That's why you're a contrarian. You know what a contrarian is? They hear the way the world does it, and you go and do it the opposite way. And most of the time, you're correct. Most of the world rejected Jesus, even his own disciples. They had it all wrong, didn't they? They had it all wrong. The British wanted to kill George Washington. They certainly did after he defeated them. His army did, the Continental Army. They had it all wrong, didn't they? He became the great hero of America, our first great president, George Washington. They had it wrong. Friends, a lot of people have things wrong. When the Wright brothers first flew their aircraft in 1905 at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, people, it was in a newspaper article about it, men fly. And people laughed at them, scientists, professors. And they said, oh, isn't that stupid? Men will never fly. They were reading it. They thought it was a hoax. They thought these people had pulled off a good one on the local reporter. Men will never fly, they said. Well, look up in the air. You can see the airplanes now, can't you? Yeah. Yeah, they're up there, my friends. There was I read, this is a true story. I think it was, what year was it? Was it 1905 or 1910, around that era? The head of the U.S. Patent Office resigned. He said, there's really nothing left to invent. Everything has already been invented. There's nothing left to invent, so I'm resigning my position. Well, what about the aircraft? What about the radio, the TV, the lasers, the iPhone? Everything's been invented since that time. But he had said, there's nothing left to invent. I'm telling you, friends, what we know in science is only a little bitty thimbleful. You know how little a thimble is? Now, if you don't know sewing, I guess you don't know a thimble. But I do. I know what a thimble is. My mother had one. My wife has them, too. Little bitty thimble protects your pinky or something. I've never sewed with it, so it doesn't get stuck with a pin or the needle. Now, I want you to get this book. Please get this book. I've never, you know, Jerry, I've never begged a person before to buy a book, but I really want people to buy this book. Okay, I've said it 100 times. I'll just quit, but do buy the book. Now, it's in our webpage. powerofprophecy.com or textmars.com. powerofprophecy.com. You can go right onto it. Right there on the home page, it says new book by Tex Mars, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. Get on that and order the book right now today. You can even go, hey, I'll just say this, although it doesn't help our ministry very much, but you can go on Amazon.com and buy the book. Amazon.com and get the book. Barnes & Noble, yeah. They go to BarnesandNoble.com. Go to your Christian bookstore, too, and ask them to order it for you. They can get it from Ingram, the largest Christian distributor. They sure can. All right, now we're going to go to our regular program. We're talking about why the Khazars are so angry at historians and archaeologists and, yes, DNA scientists. You see, they want to be special. This takes away the fact that they're God's chosen. I'm God's chosen. You can't take that away from me. Well, I get all this land. And you know, if I'm a Jew, then that means my grandfather died at the Holocaust and you got to keep giving me money. Yeah, they give money. Reparations from Germany, they do. It's a lot of money too, really goes up. I want all this. They've got the nuclear bomb from America. They've got submarines with ICBM aimed at their enemies. They've got a huge military force. It's claimed they're the fourth or fifth largest military force in the world. They're a little bitty country. How did they get all that? The United States. Somebody wrote me and said, isn't it a miracle how Israel has defeated all of its enemies ever since 1948? No, it's not a miracle. It's called the USA. We've given them those trillions of dollars worth of equipment, or they would have been obliterated by now. That's how you did. Call it USA, my friends. How do I know that? I was in the U.S. Air Force for over 20 years, and I know about all the shipments we made to Israel. They got stuff before the United States got it. Generals, admirals were boiling mad because as soon as it came off the assembly line, Israel got it because of their Jewish lobby in America. Whatever Israel wants, it gets. They control our Congress. They control practically everything. But you know what? They don't control Texmars. They don't have anything to do with me. I've been audited by the IRS, visited by the FBI, and I don't even know how many times the ADL or some other groups probably called us up and tried to find things out from us. I bet I have a file on the CIA that must be a mile high, Jerry. You know what? Some people say, why don't you ask on the Freedom of Information Act and get your file at the CIA? You've been doing this for 30 some odd years, 40 years. I bet you have a CIA file, feet high. I don't want to read about me. I already know about me. What they found out about me, I already know. I don't care if I find out more about me. In fact, if it had just come down and sit down, I'd give them a cup of coffee, said, what do you want to know? They probably spent millions investigating Texmars. I'd tell them for free. In fact, if they'd give millions at all of this ministry, I'd tell them all again. That's the way to do it, right? I need to write them a letter. Please don't spend millions of dollars. Just send it to my ministry. Then I can do more work for the Lord Jesus. No, that's crazy, isn't it? It's a crazy world. I have nothing to hide. You know, I have gained a couple pounds lately. I'm not going to tell my wife that. Whew. I got on the scales, the other day. And I said, she said, what did you weigh? I said, oh, it's not bad, dear, not bad. Yeah, but how much is it? I said, I sort of did my voice, I didn't tell her at all that I'd gained 3 pounds. Or if I'd done that, she'd been bugging me for weeks. Now you've got to lose that 3 pounds. Okay, so I keep secrets. Don't be on my back for that, folks. I'm sorry. I've gained 3 pounds. Don't tell her. Don't tell Wanda. She'll bug me to death. That's because she loves me. She always says, well, I'm going to be mad at you if you're dead. I'm going to be so mad at you. If you die from this, if you die from a heart attack, I'm going to be so mad. I said, you're not going to be mad. You're going to be crying. You miss me. You love me. No, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad. She just loves that. She thinks she's going to be mad. She just pictures herself being angry, looking down at a casket of Texmars saying, he could have saved himself by losing weight. Look at that. I don't think she's going to say that. But she might. She might say, I told you so. I told you. Now listen, folks. The Khazar Jews do not want to be Khazars, but they are. That's what the newest DNA science has proved. But they reject this science. They reject all of history. They say, to hell with science. To hell with science. Now, Dr. Shlomo Sand, who is himself Israeli, he's a professor over there, I think, at the University of Tel Aviv. He had the best-selling book entitled The Invention of the Jewish People. Now, get that title. The Invention of the Jewish People. He said this. He said, now, when this new research DNA came out and proved the ancestry of the so-called Jews is Khazar, not Israelite, when the Khazar Jews got angry about it, he said, some people, historians, and even scientists turn a blind eye to the truth. Wow. They have turned a blind eye to the truth. Now, the truth is slowly sinking in. They're not the seed of Father Abraham, but rather are of the bloodline of the ancient King Bulan from Khazaria. So the Khazars, who are the vast majority of today's people calling themselves Jews, are becoming frantic. They're concocting lies and myths, and they're accusing modern-day scholars of falsely labeling them as Gentiles. Now, that is a no-no. Now, I want you to think of that, folks. Truth is turned on its end, but it still stays truth. You can say what you want to about truth, but it's still truth. You can say a rose is a petunia, but it's still a rose. They're still Gentiles. The Khazarians are Gentiles. Now, this is bad. This is very bad for them. You see, in their minds, and it is true, in their Jewish Talmud, which is their holy book, the greatest book in all the Jewish faith is not the Torah, not the Bible. It's the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud. That's the name of it. in their yeshivas, in their religious schools, the rabbis, so-called, do not learn about the Bible. Now, that's an astonishing fact. They study, 5, 10, 15 years, they study the Talmud. You know, I've got a copy of the Talmud. I had to get it on software. Why? Because it's 36 volumes. 36 volumes long. I've got it on software myself. You can order it too online. You know, buy it. It's $300 or $400 on software. But don't worry about it. I'll tell you about it. It's pretty horrible. I'm going to write a book about it and tell you what the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, says. Horrible things about you, a Gentile. It says the best of the Gentiles should be killed. First of all, it says Gentiles are no better than slaves, servants. They are meant to serve the Jews. But the best of them are too dangerous. They're too crafty. They're too smart. We got to go ahead and kill them. When they win their kingdom, they say they will control planet Earth. Then will the Jews kill all of the smart Gentiles. Because the Gentile or Goyim, they're less than human beings. They're like brute animals. Do you look in the mirror and see a donkey? Well, that's what Rabbi Obadiah Yosef, one of the top rabbis in Israel, they says you are. You're a donkey. 2013, he says that all Gentiles are donkeys. And they're made by God to serve us as Jews. And that's all you're made for. You're a donkey. Well, you know, Jesus rode on a donkey one time. He rode into Jerusalem. And people said, glory, Hosanna to the highest. I like that story. The good rabbi, I call him good. I don't really mean that. I shouldn't say that. The rabbi, he's one of the most popular rabbis in Israel because that's the kind of things he preaches. But he said it's not a theory, it is true because it's in their Talmud. And their Talmud is true because who wrote it? The rabbis did. And they say, the rabbis, that they are superior to God. That God goes to them for consultation and advice. When God has a spiritual question, he goes and asks the rabbis. See how that turns things around? The truth is turned on end. I don't believe God asks anyone for any advice. He's got it all. And let me tell you one thing God asks. He has, yes, listen to this. He has a mathematic certainty. He has mathematics. God is the God of mathematics. He knows numbers, my friends. And he's got that double helix. He's got the DNA down pat. That's God's math. He knows where you came from. You know why? Because if you're chosen by God, you're chosen from the foundation of the world. Before the world was ever created, you were in God's mind. He had your DNA set. He knows where you're going to, your destiny. He foreknew you. He predestined you. Let's just face it. He's got your number. He knows when you're going to die. It's probably a very sad person to know when they're going to die, but God knows. You're just humming along here. You're 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. You don't know when you're going to die. You can guess. Even the doctors can say, well, you've got 6 months to live, but 3 years from now, you might be still kicking. But God knows. He's got your number. He knows when everything is going to happen. He is even, if you're his chosen one, he has arranged good works for you to do tomorrow morning. Every day, you got good works to do. You better wake up in the morning and smile and say, Lord, what are the good works you've got for me to do today? Now, the Khazars should worship Jesus Christ. Then their destiny will be set. They'll be saved. But they won't do it. They say, well, I want to be a Jew. I want to be one of the 12 tribes of Israel. I want to have the whole world. I don't even believe in that heaven. I believe in a Jewish paradise. That's what we call it, paradise on earth, with us serving God. But who is God? We are God. That's what they really teach. Get my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. You'll learn that they worship themselves. Oh, I know they say the Shema and, you know, our Lord, thy God is one God. They don't believe that. They're polytheists. They believe in many gods and goddesses. They lie to the world about their religion. But I tell you what the rabbis really teach in my books. Oh, these people are liars. The Khazars, believing themselves to be Jews, have taken up the banner of the Babylonian Talmud. And they're using it as a weapon to hit over the heads of the Palestinians. And they tell all the Christians, you've got to serve us. You've got to send us money right now. You got to give us the nuclear bomb. You got to give us submarines. You got to give us new aircraft. We're the Jews. We come from Abraham's seed. This land is ours. God gave it to us 5,000 years ago. You better listen up. If you don't bless us, God won't bless you. It's a prosperity gospel. Give to get. And you better give them because you're supposed to serve them. And all these Christians at Calvary churches and Baptist churches and Pentecostal churches and Assembly of God are saying, yah, 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 buona. Let me tell you something, my friends. God is no respecter of persons. God is not a racist. If you're black, white, Chinese, Japanese, Mexican, he doesn't care. Because that race will be left here on this planet. Dust to dust. And then you go somewhere, either heaven or hell, and you're going to have a different body, my friends. If you go to heaven, you're going to have a spiritual body. A spiritual body. What color is it? I don't know, and I don't care. I don't know. I don't care. I was recently reading Isaac Asimov, the great robot science fiction writer. You know that guy? He wrote hundreds of books. Terrific. Isaac Asimov. He wrote the classic, you know, I, Robot. He was asked about the Khazars. Is it true that the Jews are not Jews? They're Khazars? You, Mr. Asimov, you're a Jew. Are you a Khazar? He said, maybe. I might be a Khazar. What's wrong with that? Who cares, he said. Now, admittedly, he was an atheist, was not a Zionist. But he said, who cares? He didn't care whether he was a Khazar or not. He was a famous science fiction writer. I hope he's in heaven today. I'm afraid he's not. I don't have any evidence that he ever accepted Jesus Christ. But he's told the truth. Yeah, I could be Khazar. Looks like it. The historians say it. Now, folks, the historians, we're talking about the greatest historians in the world. Every encyclopedia talks about the Khazars being converted to Judaism. Arthur Koestler, in 1976, wrote a great book, The 13th Tribe. I have copies of that book. Dr. Sand wrote the book, The Invention of the Jewish People. He said they came from Khazaria. The father of Israel history, Ben Zion Dinner. A great Israeli historian, Mark Block. Another one, Abraham Pollock. All belong to the Khazar school. They all said we came from the Khazars. And it evidently didn't matter to them. Arthur Koestler was Jewish. And when he wrote his book, The 13th Tribe, they made his life a living hell. And he killed himself in 1983. He killed himself. You shouldn't have written that horrid book. But it's a scientific book. Oh, no. It told about the Khazars. We didn't want anybody to know about the Khazars. That's what the Jews say, the Khazar Jews. We didn't want anybody to know. If the Gentiles find out that we're Gentiles too, then we will not get Israel. We will not have any reason to have come here in 1948 and killed and brutalized and tortured so many Palestinians. We keep them in an open-air concentration camp here in Israel. And the Christians will not understand that unless we can say, we're God's chosen. We can get away with this because we're God's chosen. Send us money. Ha, ha, ha. We're smarter than anybody else because we're Jews. But they're not. They're not smarter. I've done my research on that. I read that all the time. Jews are so much smarter. That's why they got money. No, they're cheats. They're robbers. Their Talmud says, defraud the Gentiles. That's why they're so rich. They defraud people. In 2002, the book IQ and the Wealth of Nations was published. Its authors, Dr. Richard Lynn and Dr. Tatu Van Hane. The book compared the IQs of the people of 82 different nations, including Israel. And Israel ranked 34th of the 82. Did you get that, folks? Of the 82 nations that are ranked on the basis of IQ, this scholarly book, the IQ and the Wealth of Nations, said that Israel is 34th. That's 3-4. 34th out of 82. The average IQ score of an Israeli was 94. In the United States, that's counting all the blacks, all the Hispanics, and the whites. In the United States, the score is 98 IQ. What was it in Israel again? 94. What is it in the United States, counting all the blacks that have lower IQ and all the Hispanics that have lower IQ than the whites? But you put them all together in the United States and it comes out to 94. I'm sorry, 98. 98. In Israel, 94. Listen to this. In Hong Kong, it was 107. South Korea, 106. Japan, 105. China, 100. Poland, 99. Spain, 99. Mongolia has a 98. Israel, 94. Don't ever tell me again the Jews are smarter. Their IQ is lower than 31 other nations. You see, truth sometimes can be stranger than fiction. Why? Because fiction has to make sense. But truth makes sense too when you know it's true. No matter what they say, it's true. We know now the truth about IQ. The Jews aren't smarter than 31 other nations. They're 32nd in the world. They're not as smart as the United States. The United States has an average IQ score higher than Israel's. The Khazar Jews are making war on historians. They're making war on DNA science. They don't want you to know that they're Khazars. Well, they are. And you know, that's what God wanted. And Jesus will reach out to you regardless of your IQ. Regardless if you've ever written a book or you've taken an IQ test, it doesn't matter what your DNA, Jesus is Jesus. Thank God. Jesus is Jesus. He's calling. He is at the door. He's knocking. Won't you please open it up? Open that door. Don't just stand there and listen to Jesus knocking on the door. Open it up. Let him come in and sup with you. And you'll never regret it. And I'm talking to the Khazars. I'm talking to the Americans. I'm talking to the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. This is Tex Mars. Been great being with you today. I hope you'll tune in next week, every week at the same time, and discover the power of prophecy.